All right, Rabbi, say good morning, good morning. Let's get in a few minutes of the Baal Shem Tov Amir Hashem, and then hopefully tomorrow we will go ahead and return to Tzidkas HaTzadik. But I just wanted to continue. It's the same PDF that I posted on the chat the other day. And actually today we're just going to continue. We're not going to finish it. At least we'll start in Shar Yud Aleph, where again, we're talking about over here the power of Limud HaTorah. So yesterday, again, we saw the beautiful, almost poetic-like description that the Baal Shem Tov has of the power of learning Torah. So to continue in this as well, so it's again on the little PDF that I sent out, PDF-ala, you know, just the one page. So Shar Yud Aleph, he says, Limud HaTorah Beis, Kavanas Umataras Limud HaTorah. Kavana, the intention, and the purpose of learning. And he's so beautiful, he says, Kavanas HaAdam B'Limud Torah. When a person learns Torah, what's his kavana? What's your intention? He says, "Sricha liyos lilmot kedei ladas eich la'avodas Hashem." This is so beautiful. When a person learns, what's my kavana when I learn? So the Rebbe posits, my kavana, my intention should be, I learn Torah in order to serve the Ribono, to figure out how to serve. Kedei ladas eich la'avodas Hashem. I need to learn in order to understand how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahosif yiras shamayim, to increase my reverence of the Ribono Shel Olam, or lehidabik b'Hashem ayidei halimud, and to cling to Him through my learning. The Rebbe say, if you notice, there's one thing that's fundamentally missing from the Rebbe's description of why we learn, which is, first of all, Hashem said so, right? That's number one, right? What else? The acquisition of knowledge. It's fascinating, right? Like the Rebbe doesn't say we learn Torah because how do you know what to do in life without Torah? It's almost as if from the Baal Shem Tov's perspective, and I thought that this was just so profound, that I learn Torah because Torah teaches me how to connect and how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah teaches me how to serve. Torah gives me Yiras Shamayim. Torah gives me Dveikus. Now, when you have that, everything else stems from that or flows from that. So obviously, again, when I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives me the knowledge to know how to live my life. When I have Yiras Shamayim, that gives me the knowledge how to live my life. When I have Dveikus, when I'm clinging to Hashem, that gives me the knowledge. We often look at the acquisition of knowledge kind of as its own standalone thing. But from the Rebbe's perspective, When you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there is Dveikus, when there is a sense of connection, and when there is a knowledge of Hashem, to not just, when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else stems from that. What you begin to see, Rebbe said, this is very much connected to what we saw yesterday. The whole avoda of learning is that we connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Torah is. Torah is connection to Hashem. And when there is connection to Hashem, everything else flows from that. Ki ikar, mataras limud haTorah, the entire purpose of learning is dveikos b'Hashem yisbarach, shitanuk hatanugim. It was incredible. The entire purpose of learning Torah is to cling to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's it. Because when one has dveikos, when one has when one has clingage to Hashem, one is ultimately, again, double, one is connected to Hashem. There is no greater privilege in the world than that. V'limud im kavana hazos, nikreis limud Torah l'shma. And ultimately, again, when you learn for this purpose, Rabbi Osai, that's called Torah l'shma. Isn't that beautiful? So we often think, right, what's Torah l'shma? Torah l'shma is learning Torah, not for the sake of receiving reward. What the Rebbe is introducing us to is, no, Torah Lishma is something so much higher. Torah Lishma is when you learn for the purpose of connection to Hashem. Now you might say to that, well, that's not Lishma, that's for a purpose. So the Baal Shem Tov posits, Torah Lishma doesn't mean that you do something for no reason. Now let's say, we often think that Lishma means doing something for no ulterior motive. What's the problem with that definition? Anything you do in life, you do with a motive. There is no such thing as anything you do without a motive. Also, I'll give you an example. What's the example of the most like selfless activity you engage in life? Selfless activity. Children. Right? Parenting, right? Children. It's not true. It's not true. You know, I mentioned this before. The Rosh Hashanah Fal Hirsch says, why do people have children? Why do people have children?
Laundry.
So, I'm sorry?
Laundry.
Laundry, right? I do enjoy laundry. Right? So that's beautiful. But in addition to that, Rosh Hashanah says, what do people desire most in this world? What I want more than anything is immortality. Immortality, right? But again, immortality is not in the cards. No one's going to live forever. So what's the next best, right? In other words, what's the closest thing that I can get to immortality? My children. Because hopefully, again, there's a piece of me inside of my children so that when I am no longer here, my children continue to live on. So what do you see from here? Even when it comes to children, which, again, I think like in this world is probably the greatest amount of selflessness that an adult could probably experience doing something for someone else. You're probably not going to get a thank you. You're probably not going to get akaras atov. You're probably not going to get reciprocity. It's either parenting or, I don't know, Jewish communal service. You know, but lamaisa, even that, it's not selfless. So that's why the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, Lishma doesn't mean for no purpose. Lishma means for the highest purpose. Isn't that incredible? When you do something, anything you do in life, you can do for multiple reasons and purposes. Lishma means doing something for the highest purpose that avoda has. So when you learn Torah, you can learn Torah for a variety of different reasons. I can learn Torah for the purpose of going out and getting reward, because there's reward. I can learn Torah for the purpose of receiving knowledge, certainly incredible knowledge. I can learn Torah for the sake of getting covet, right? Looking good or holding the highest of others. Baal Shem Tov says Torah Lishma means when you learn Torah for the sake of dveikus. When I learn for the sake of clinging to Hashem, of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Torah Lishma. Isn't that the most beautiful thing in the world? When you learn for the sake of establishing relationship, and I will say, by the way, we'll have to stop over here for today, but that's why also, if you notice in Chassidus, there's a very big thing. You will say, what happens in Chassidus if you're learning some Gemara, perhaps a Masechta somewhere in Kachin, and what happens? You don't understand what's going on, right? So again, it's easy to think, if Torah is about knowledge, or if Torah, so again, then it's an exercise in futility. But if Limud HaTorah is about Dveikus, then here's what's incredible. Understanding it, this is going to sound strange, understanding it may be the least important part of the process. The most important part is the engagement. And the more Mesiras Nefesh, the more like self-sacrifice there is in the engagement, the higher the level of Dveikus, the higher the level of connection. And that is the parabosai of what we do each and every day. It's our Torah Lishma, to learn Torah for one purpose and one purpose only, because Ribono Shel Olam, I want to feel closer to you. All right, well, so let's stop over here for today. So much more to do, but let's get to our beautiful Blat Gemara. Shkayach, everyone.